fulfilled 48 and a half years ago. We can get down to the timeline if you want, but by all means, I was very dead while my father was holding a faith meeting over in Seattle at the time. They went and they told him, if you want to see your son alive, you better get over to Bremerton real quick. But by God's grace, I'm here, because if I would have died, I'd be in hell burning right now, because I was of the age of accountability. And, you know, by God's grace, so, but see, what I'm trying to tell you is, let's go to, not jumping around, but getting down, let's go to Noah. You guys all remember Noah. He was quite a character in his time. And the one verse I got, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, let's remember that word grace. Grace has a lot of meanings. It's a very big word. But then these are the generation of Noah, was a just man and perfect in the eyes of the Lord. You know, his generation, I'm sorry, these dentures. And Noah walked with God. But anyway, he was laughed at for 100 and some odd years. And, you know, they didn't know what rain was back then. It was the first time documented when it started raining for Noah. But, you know, God does stuff in a very strange way, but God does it in his way, only his way. And there's only one God, and he's in, you know. But then let's go to this other character. You know, Joseph. Joseph was very, very much a bragger, unfortunately. He had dreams and stuff, and he was his father's favorite. We got to remember that. And when his brothers saw that their father loved more than all of his brethren, they hated him. And, you know, they couldn't speak peaceful of him. And then let's go, and he told it, if his father and his brethren, and his father rebuked him for this dream, because he said, you guys are, you know, I'm kind of paraphrasing it, not word for word, but it's all up there word for word. But anyway, he told his family, you guys are going to get down. You guys are going to bow down to me one day. And of course, you know, they didn't like that scheme at all. So, you know, being serious about it, you could see where his brothers wanted to kill him. Some wanted to kill him, and others felt very guilty about that, so they didn't go that far. But yet they did sell him to some slave owners going out to for 20 pieces of silver. But now, you know, he was laughed at. His brothers hated him very much so. So they sold him. You know, that's pretty bad. But yet, you could read up on him, and he was the most godlike man of the Old Testament, I think. You know, there's nothing bad wrote about him. You can't see nothing, but yet he was man, so he did sin. Unfortunately, they all carried that. You see, all this was very much prophesied too. I mean, but could you imagine your family selling you? And then the bad thing about it was, you know, he started getting favor with Potiphar and that. And unfortunately, his wife kind of liked him, you know, and she tried to make out with him a couple of times, but he rebuked her in his own ways and that. But yet, you could look at it, maybe it was by God's grace that he was put in prison for some time after that, being accused of doing something. Because how long could a man go being tempted? But anyway, God had a plan. And when God has a plan, we're not gonna change it. It just is not gonna happen. But you know, getting down to all that. I mean, I'm very, very, very blessed to have the parents I had, because the thing about it, was my father was very much faith. He believed in faith. He lived by faith. And that was in our house, faith. Of course, you know, I was kind of a rebellious little brat, you know, 14, 15, getting into the scenes of my friends. You know, sure, they were drinking mushroom tea. They were smoking grass. You know the scene. And I wanted to be like them. So how much further could I have went if that wreck didn't happen? I mean, sure, the wreck screwed my life up big time for some years. But yet, through God's blessing, I got a job at the base. I was very successful out there for 28 years. And believe me, when you had that 509 manual up there, you didn't, the 509 manual was considered the Bible. You didn't stray from it. You didn't dot no more I's anywhere else. You didn't cross no more T's anywhere else. You went by that book and only by that book. Because, you know, we did stuff, we did good. But see, there was so much I had to learn. I had no military experience. Plus, you got to remember from that car wreck, unfortunately, I can remember it what it was like yesterday, unfortunately. And when I was up there in the rehab center over there in Puyallup, the thing about it was, I couldn't operate the elevator. I was constantly trying to get away, constantly trying to get away. I mean, I knew there was a way out. I just didn't know how. But that's bad when you're 15 and a half years old and you can't even operate an elevator. I mean, my mind was messed up. It was ransacked, whole nine yards. But God had a plan. And see, when God has a plan, we're not going to change it. It can't be changed. God is God. But yet we're living in a time of such immorality. I mean, you know, we're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. What did God do to Sodom and Gomorrah? He took care of that place. Why he's been so gracious to America is beyond my sight, but I just thank God he is, because our country also, you go back, you research the history. Our first four or five presidents were very God-believing men. And, you know, to get a place in the Senate, the House, judge or whatever, you had to believe in God. You had to love God, and you had to prove yourself that you live for God. Otherwise, you couldn't get up in our government. Of course, today it's a joke. I mean, you know, you can go back with Clinton. I mean, that guy was such a scam artist. You know, that's my point of view. But yeah, I pray for our president we have today. I believe he's a man of God. Sure, he loves to brag on himself. I mean, that's his big problem. Maybe one day he'll be quiet, but yet time will tell. But yeah, well, all I'm trying to tell you guys is we got to live for God. Time is not ours to play with. Because see, I can look out in this audience and none of us are promised tomorrow. I mean, I mocked God. I laughed at God. I gave my dad and mom some hard times, believe me, some really hard times. How they could love me, I don't know, but it cost them a lot. But yeah, like I was saying, my dad was told that day at the service over in Seattle, if you want to see your son alive, he's over in Bremerton right now. You better get over there now. I mean, Dad, did you do a trach right there on site on the pavement where the car wreck happened? And you know, The mercy our God has. I mean, let's look at Jesus. Jesus, for 33 and a half years, was perfect. He was perfect. No sin, nothing. But yet, look at the life he had to live. I mean, the mercy him and God and the Holy Spirit gave us, the mercy, because, you know, it's just so hard to imagine. But see, without the cross, the cross and Jesus Christ crucified is the only way you're going to make it. Without them two things, you're not going to make it. Because Jesus Christ was crucified on that cross because he loved us. But his beard was pulled out. He was mocked. And that thorn of crowns they put on him, each one of them thorns were about 6 inches long. It was crushed into his head. I mean, he didn't even look human anymore when he was going up to Golgotha's hill. I mean, that's God. God loved us. I mean, we're the greatest of his creation, he said. His mercy is just unbountiful. And I mean, oh, I tell you, it just amazes us that God could love us this much and do him. Because, you know, you can look out over the heavens. God named every star up there. And we can't even see the vastness of the heavens. We can't even see beyond what God has made. I mean, but yet, see, there we go by another word, faith. We all know what faith is, right? Without faith, you're going nowhere, especially in this time. Because, see, God loves us, but without that faith that God loves us, we're nothing. But yet, see, Satan loves to try to deter us. He tries to make us go another way. But sure, Satan will always put a little truth, like my dad said. He'd put a little truth into a lot of lies, and we believe it. We're that stupid to believe it. I mean, it takes stupidity, but yet we got to learn. And learning is by reading the Word of God. Because, see, today, unfortunately, a prophecy is filled. Today, a prophecy is filled that was given my mom and dad, three prophecies that I'd be preaching one day. Three. But yet I was in that bed dying, man. I mean, I wasn't going nowhere, you know, but yet. The other thing is, unfortunately, today, 1 year ago, my wife died. Patty knew everybody, and everybody out there where I live knew Patty. I mean, you know, we're a one-horse redneck town, and that's all we're ever going to be out there in Jay, Berrydale. But yet, a lot of people, it's beautiful out there, it's beautiful. But see, I mean, death is going to come to all of us, but yet death is nothing to be afraid of. When you love God, death is nothing to be afraid of. Because, see, what made so hard with Patty was she just got up at 8 o'clock that morning to go use the restroom. Well, unfortunately, she had trouble with her legs and hips, too, and that. She collapsed on the floor. She had a heart attack with that. But see, the thing is, Patty's not here, but yet Patty is here. She's in my heart. She's praying over us. Because if it ain't for the people that went before us praying for us, you know, we're going nowhere, and nowhere quickly. But we got faith. Faith is such a big word. But without faith my parents had, I'd be dead right now, burning in hell, because hell is a very real place. And so many people mock it, so many people laugh at it, but unfortunately one day they're going to wake up, man, and it's real, like, forever. I mean, how many of us, I can ask any of you guys out there, how many of us know how long forever is? Forever is a very long time. And I mean, it's just beyond our imagination. But what I'm trying to say now, over my stupidity, I got in that car wreck, but over the grace of my parents praying for me and loving me and everybody else. Because see, that's another thing. My dad, he loved me very graciously, but yet, in that rehab room. It's kind of funny. I could not operate the elevator. I couldn't get myself out of there. But yet I knew how to operate a telephone. And back then, making long distance calls and that cost a lot of money, unfortunately. And I was calling every church I seen on the TV and that for prayer. But I had faith. And my dad was a little unhappy about them phone bills he got. But, you know, that's where grace, love, and faith all come together. Because like we're saying, Noah was grace. And then faith over here on that other thing, you know. But yet, and up here is faith. And it's all by love. Love is our Father. You know, who could love us more than our Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified? Because like I was saying, the cross and Jesus Christ go hand in hand. But with that is our justification, our healing, our love, everything through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And only through Jesus Christ. I mean, you got to be careful in this time, day, and age. Sure, you can look on TV. We got 10 million schemes on how to get to heaven quick, 10 million schemes on how to get rich. And I promise you guys, I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how much clothing you got, how many cars you got, what you got. When you die, if you don't know Jesus, you're going straight to hell with nothing. And then again, dying and you know Jesus, you're still going to go to heaven, but you're not going to take nothing with you. So live today, love today, but help your neighbors. Because trust me, we all need each other, especially in this day and age. Because like I said, I don't care what you have, what you don't got. When you die, none of it's going with you. I don't care. Just can't. And you know, we got to love our Lord. Because you know, I look back and I marvel at God at everything He did for me. And everything He does for each and every one of us. And what He did at Calvary's cross. I mean, you know, any of us think we could have did that, we'd be fools to think we could have. But this is God that was looking at His Son. And His Son was the only way we could get to heaven because of the first Adam. Adam screwed it all up for us, but yet we all were born into sin, and we all were going to follow that road. But with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we got a great plan. Because, see, I'm blessed. I am highly blessed because I'm looking at a couple of my friends that live out in Berryville. And I met them about 3-4 months ago. And it was just something. I went over there to buy a loaf of bread because, you know, she makes different things. She sells it out there in Berrydale. And her bread is great. All of it is great. But, you know, I just got done working around the house for the past day or two. And, I mean, I know I was a mess, but I went over there. And these friends didn't know nothing about me. I mean, I'm a mess. I came over to buy a loaf of homemade bread. But yet they invited me in that day to have supper with them, you know, for not even knowing me. And I value my friendship greatly with them. And, you know, and every time we go over there, I'll go over there, have coffee with them. And their three little puppies fell in love with me. I mean, I got this thing for puppies. Bam Bam, Pebbles, and London. And I mean, they're a trip, believe me. But see, God works everything out for us. And I mean, life is beautiful. I mean, but yet beyond life, we can't even imagine what heaven is like. We got a brief description of it, but everything's like looking through a glass mist, you know, is just so beautiful. I mean, but always remember one thing, see people, it's like this. If you put light through a prism, you can see what light's made of. But always, always remember, people are not going to tell you the truth. You've got to be so careful what you see on TV, though, like I was saying. I mean, the message has been a little mixed up. If this is my first time, it was prophesied at 48 and a half years ago that I'd be up here. God keeps his promise. I mean, I'm not burning in hell, but yet that goes for everybody. We must love each other. We must help each other. And there's a dying world out there. We're here because God loves us. But that dying world is dying out there. They're going to hell, but God loves them. God gave us, God just gave us the love and everything, but God wants us to go to these people. We must go to them because they're not going to come to us. I mean, but let's go to them, people. Let's love them. I mean, I don't care what color you are, what race you are. God loves us all. So let's act on God's love and let's go out there and get them while there's still time. Love you guys. I love you guys. And you guys are all so precious. And I'm going to give this back to my brother real quick. But for a first time, next time I'll be better. I'll be better organized.